Ivy here. This week's podcast is 110 in the series, part 6 in a series of 13. This week we're looking at two more youth non-profit organisations who receive funding from Responsible Technology Youth Power Fund. The two non-profits are Future Incubator and Generation Z for Change. Future Incubator is a non-profit startup incubator that gives youth-led and grassroots groups the professional tools, skills, and relationships needed to run successful, lean organizations and lead powerful social movements. Future Consulting is another arm of Future Incubator. Through Future Consulting, the organisation matches young people and youth-led organisations in need of specific pro bono, campaign or support services with adult and youth allies. Future consultants willing to contribute their time, skills and expertise to help them work through whatever challenges they might be faced with. Areas of expertise: advocacy and lobbying, data, targeting or analysis, digital and digital organising, field organising, fundraising, general consulting, legal services, operations, press and communications, and running for office. What to expect? Prospective Future Consulting clients ask a question through the portal. Future Incubator team reviews the request and decides if we have the relevant consulting capacity in their network. Typically, a Future Incubator team member will reach out to set up an initial chat before matching a consultant with a new project. They aim to complete the process from the initial question being asked to matching with a consultant to take place within 2 weeks. Future Consulting is a free service. Who is it for? Unincorporated groups, startup, 501c3 and 501c4 organisations less than 3 years in age, social change, advocacy and other groups, youth activists and organisers. Fiscal sponsorship. March On, Future Coalition and March On Foundation have developed signature 501c4 and 501c3 fiscal sponsorship program to meet the specific needs of youth and grassroots organisers. On the website it states, over our years of experience as a fiscal sponsor and project incubator, we have perfected our very own model of fiscal sponsorship based upon the precepts of the existing practicum, but refining the concept to meet the realities of the projects we serve. We offer the scope of services that are needed to best propel growing, innovative grassroots and youth-led organisations. If you are interested in fiscal sponsorship, please submit an application. We review and evaluate applications on a rolling basis and will contact you if we think your project is a good fit. We offer two different types of fiscal sponsorship. If accepted onto the program, we will evaluate together based on your needs which track is best suited for you. Track 1 is called Turnkey. Turnkey is a plug-and-play fiscal sponsorship service where we handle all of the tracking, organisation, financial and administrative details so that project leaders can focus on the mission. This track includes the following. Shared a bank account with other turnkey projects. Act Blue fundraising and contribution forms. Tech, admin, legal and fundraising training. Access to weekly office hours, dedicated project success manager, quarterly reviews. And in terms of fees, it's 5% fee on all the funds raised. Who is it for? This track is well suited for groups who need back office services and want to primarily focus their time on organising rather than building up operational infrastructure. Track 1. Model M. Model M is designed to be a full-service fiscal sponsorship programme for promising groups that are ready to learn and be trained on how to run their own campaigns, projects and ultimately their own non-profit and social advocacy organisations. This track includes the following. Self-managed bank account. Self-managed ActBlue fundraising dashboard. Tech, admin, legal and fundraising training. Customised training modules. Bi-weekly team check-ins. Dedicated project success manager. And quarterly reviews. Fees. As in the previous track, 5% of all funds raised. Who is it for? This track is well suited for projects and groups with at least 6 months of experience, interested in learning how to manage and grow their non-profit operations. Project groups with at least 3 active leaders with several hours per week to dedicate to fulfilling management responsibilities and assignments from the Future Incubator team. Willingness to commit to an intensive but customised and flexible course of training and incubation for a period of at least 1 year. The next section is a list of their current projects. And I think you will recognise some of the names of the projects and the people involved, either from this particular fund or just in general knowledge, you will have heard some of them. This is quite a comprehensive list, each one of them in the article and also slides in the podcast shows you their logo and obviously the name of each project. So, first one, Abolish Slavery National Network. All of these have links in the article and on the website for you to go direct to these organisations to find out more. The next one in the list is Abundant Beginnings. Next, Amplify Pledge. Next one is ASAP, which is short for Anti-Violence, Safety and Accountability Project. Next one, Arizona Youth Climate Coalition. Climate Cardinals. ENCODE Justice. Extinction Rebellion Youth, US. Forward Justice, Maryland. GAP Network, which is short for Grassroots Action Project, GAP Network. Green American Lexicon. Houston Youth Climate Strike. International Indigenous Youth Council, 5280. International Indigenous Youth Council, Los Angeles Chapter. Boston Climate Strike. The full heading for that states MA Youth for Climate Justice. Next group, Main Youth Power. One Up Action. Reproductive Justice Inside. Women from the Mountain. Final one, 0 Hour. On the website, there is a section entirely dedicated to press mentions. I'm just going to read out two or three. There are more in the article and several more on the website, and the majority of them are from this year. Shows you how active they have been. This first one was published on the 9th of May this year. Its main heading is Encode Justice, who you will have heard of. And also in this very short extract, it refers to another organisation that we have already covered. The young activists shaking up the kids online safety debate. Young leaders from Encode Justice and Design It For Us urge officials to consider the lived experiences of young people when creating legislation pertaining to social media, AI and other technologies. And the article, the full article, is in the Washington Post. Second one that I've picked out was published on the 23rd of August this year, and it relates to the Grassroots Action Project Network. How to Flip Texas by 2030. The GAP Network supports a novel model for high-octane organising. District Action Councils, Lone Star Left. The third and final one for the podcast, but as I said, there are more listed in the article and several more on the website. This was published on the 19th of August this year, and it relates to 0 Hour. With TikTok and lawsuits, Generation Z takes on climate change. Among other calls to action, 0 Hour is recruiting people to attend the March to End Fossil Fuels. And this article is in the New York Times. On the 2nd of August this year, and this one relates to Encode Justice, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry reveal why Archie and Lilibet will be grateful in the new video. Thank you for doing everything that you do. Our kids especially are incredibly grateful, Prince Harry said after Sanaa Revenue in a congratulatory video. And that was in People. This next one is on 0 Hour again, published on the 21st of June this year. 250 plus groups call on Biden, DOJ, to drop fight against children's climate case. Young people fear when the next devastating flood, wildfire, drought, heat wave or other climate disaster will be, said Zanaji Artis, founder and executive director of 0 Hour. And that was in Common Dreams. Published on the 7th of June, 23. Abolish Slavery National Network. Ohio Constitution allows slavery as a penalty for crime. Lawmakers want to change that. Abolish Slavery National Network reports multiple states removing exception clauses, but notes that the US Constitution and over a dozen states retain this language in their founding documents. And that was in Dispatch. Our next organisation is Generation Z for Change. On their website, it starts off on the first tab. We are a collective of Generation Z activists that leverage the power of social media to drive progressive change. We are young activists who use online platforms to effect positive social change. Our background. We are dedicated to empowering our generation through education and civic engagement, using the power of social media to drive progressive change and hold those in power accountable. We collaborate with content creators and organisations to create impactful campaigns, promote responsible use of technology, and advance our vision for a better future. With a strong following and proven track record, we aim to continue our leadership in the digital progressive movement and work towards a more just and equitable world. In the article, there is a link to a YouTube video. There are quite a few links to videos on the website. This is just one, and there's a screen cap of a scene from that video with one of the members of Generation Z in discussion with President Obama. The actual heading refers to him as President Obama, so I have no doubt that scene is from the period when he was the president. Looks very interesting. I did click on a few of them, but I didn't click on that one. So hopefully you will find that interesting, because I will be looking soon as well. In the article, and also one of the slides, you will see a large group of young people on the march in whichever city, state that is, but holding up cameras, lots of banners, basically saying they're active, they're not just sitting around talking, they're out there making ripples, making people sit up and notice. Underneath that image of them marching and demonstrating, it's got, "We are the place where the creator economy and progressive politics intersect on social media." And then it's got 4 or 5 quite interesting headlines or statements. 63%, that is the percentage of Generation Z voters who supported progressive House candidates in the 2022 midterms. 70%, the percentage of young voters in Arizona, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin that supported progressive candidates. Plus 28, the amount that Generation Z voters preferred progressive lawmakers to conservative lawmakers in the 2022 midterms. 40%, the percentage of Generation Z voters whose primary news source is TikTok or Instagram. Interesting. Who are we? Whether it's grassroots community organising, social media content development, computer programming or graphic design, we bring it all to bear on our objective. We are not scared to stand out for what we believe in and care about a wide range of causes. There is an image and there's also a slide, and this slide showing two young people sitting on a stage talking to a group of people with a sign behind them saying Aspen Ideas Festival. We work to make the world a better place for our generation and future generations to come. What we've done. Since launching in 2020, we've supported a variety of progressive campaigns, from union solidarity and fighting abortion bans to holding social media companies accountable for their role in spreading disinformation. Our leaders have been on the forefront of digital organising, raising over $2 million plus for abortion funds around the country and discussing the future of democracy with President Obama. Through our 2022 electoral work, we launched effective creator activations that generated a total of over 26 million plus views and supported many crucial campaigns with various celebrities and lawmakers. There is another video link for YouTube. There's also a screen cap underneath that link, and it shows a large crowd of young people marching in the street with flags and banners. And the headline on the screen cap is "A Fight for Workers' Rights, Generation Z for Change." What we are doing now. Our 2023 strategy is focused on expanding and building on the network and successes of our previous work, with an emphasis on three components. Infrastructure improvement. We aim to grow our contacts on the local, state and federal level, who prioritise our central issues. On the website, there is that heading as one of the pillars. There is an image of a group of young people, and then there is a button that you can click on if you wish to learn more about that particular topic. The second area of focus is electoral and policy advocacy. Again, an image of young people and a button for you to click on for further information. Under the image, and before you get to that button, it states, "We will continue our focus on holding the powerful accountable and supporting progressive policies." The next one is headed "Rapid Response Digital Actions." Again, group of people with banners outside of some kind of state building. And underneath the image it states, "We plan to combine content with digital tools, allowing people to make a difference from their phones." And underneath, a button for you to click on if you wish to learn more. The next section. We started as a TikTok account, but we have evolved. We were founded with the goal of amplifying the voices of Generation Z and creating a space for young people to come together and advocate for the issues they care about. Over time, Gen Z for Change has grown significantly and now reaches millions of people online. And to close off this section and come to the end, almost to the end of this podcast, there is another image. It's dated December the 5th, 2022, and it says "Democracy Docket: How Social Media Mobilised Gen Z to the Polls This Year. Republican apathy towards young voters is underpinned by an inaccurate catch-all image of a young voter." Again, another one of those information buttons for you to read more about that particular article from December 2022. A summary of both organisations as listed by the Responsible Tech Youth Power Fund. Future Incubator. Future Incubator is the leading resource hub for youth-led organising projects and groups across the US. They aim to lower the accessibility barrier to organising by acting as a bridge between young people, organising at the grassroots, and resources, funding, and institutions often inaccessible or unavailable to youth. Gen Z for Change is a collective of Gen Z activists that leverages the power of social media to drive progressive change. The organisation uses innovative digital tools to build generational power and disrupt existing power structures. That's the end of this week's podcast. Hopefully you have found that interesting and that there are sufficient numbers of links that have caught your eye that you wish to find out more on a particular topic. If not now, maybe at some point in the future. I will list a few of them at the end of the article. And as I said last week, when we get to the very last episode of this series, it will be a summary of all 26. We'll just go through the main points of that. And as I said, I would like to revisit all 26 in November, December next year to see how things have progressed in that 12 months time. So hopefully there's enough there to get your interest. And I, as usual, look forward to your comments. And then I shall speak to you during the week when further comments are added. So speak to you soon. It's bye from me. Bye from Ivy. Bye.